scriptures like we do every year. I said, what's the options? And she began to tell me what the options were. And she told me several different things, but she also came up with the mother planting seed of love. And that is a good, good thing. It's a good thought behind that. And I said, go ahead and order that, and I'll preach on that. So I want you to turn with me this morning to Psalms 126. Psalms 126. And I want to preach a little bit this morning to the mothers, really to everybody, but especially to the mothers, on what are you sowing this morning as a mother. You are sowing something this morning. And I am, all of us are, we're sowing some kind of seed today. A little thought here out of this chapter here this morning God spoke to my heart about. And I trust the Lord will use it to speak to our hearts today. Psalm 126, that ought to be easy to find. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth and beareth precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Except the Lord build a house, I'm in chapter 27, except the Lord build a house, how they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waiteth but in vain. Verse number 3, lo, the children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As ours are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. I want to talk to you out of these verses this morning for a few minutes. And I trust God will use them to speak to our hearts. Now, Brother Steve, cut me down. Just don't cut me off, but cut me down just a little bit, okay? I'll talk to you out of this chapter this morning on what are you sowing this morning as a mother? The Bible said in verse 4 and 5 here, very familiar scripture, and I have certainly never preached on it on Mother's Day, but I thought about it when I said in this week. He says in verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I can see mothers sowing in tears this morning. I can see mothers weeping this morning. And by the way, we are sowing seed day by day. And you're sowing seed. I'm sowing seed. We're all sowing some kind of seed when you study this morning. Our lives are influencing somebody for the good or either for the worse this morning. Our life is influencing somebody for eternity or our life is influencing somebody for this life. Now, I began to study about seed in the Bible. 255 times the word seed is found in our King James Bible. The word seeds with an S on it is found 5 times, which is 260 times in the Word of God. And the Bible has much to say this morning about seed. When you study about seed today, there's a lot of things the Bible has to say about it. One of the most important verses in all the Word of God that talks about seed is found in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 15. He said, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Talking about Calvary. One of the most important verses in the Bible on seed this morning. All through the Word of God, the Bible talks about seed. Bible said in Genesis chapter number 13 and verse 16, he said, I'll make thy seed, talking to Abraham, I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth. And he certainly has done that through the Jew this morning. He's talking to Abraham again, Genesis 22, verse 18. Thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And that is true this morning. All the nations of the earth are blessed that bless Israel. The ones that turn their back on Israel, I will have the curse of God on them. And that bothers me when I think about some of the politicians that's in our position today. I want to tell you something today. If you want the curse of God on you, you turn your back on Israel. Amen? And so he said in them down here in these verses here this morning. But I want to say this morning to mothers today and to all of us today, we are sowing seed today. The very familiar verse, and I'll use it again before I get done this morning. He that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We are sowing some kind of seed this morning in our life. And it's either good seed or either it's a bad seed this morning. Hey, three little simple truths I want you to see out of these verses today. First of all, I want you to see the task of sowing this morning. I've said in verse number 5, they that sow in tears. The task of sowing this morning. Did you know sowing is hard work? I said sowing seed is hard work. My son-in-law called me the other day. It's not funny. I laugh now, but I didn't laugh then. He called me the other day and he said, do you know anything about how to get this slip shaft off this tractor? He bought an old Ferguson tractor, and it does not have a live power. And when you don't have live power and hook something to it like a bush hog, guess what's going to happen when you get to the end of the row? Y'all have no idea, but Jimmy Angel knows. If you don't have what I call a slip clutch on it. And he rented a tiller up his garden there. The shaft, it was too long, and it was fit for a new tractor. And he said, if you'll come up here and let me get this slip clutch off, I believe the shaft will work. Well, I went up there, and we worked and worked and worked. I got the crazy thing off, and guess what? When we got down to the original shaft, it was about the size of my finger. It would not work. It would not work. Make a long story short, he come got my John Deere tractor, which has a Chevrolet motor in it, and went on and fixed the car. Man, that. But here's what I started to say to you this one. That was hard work. He was seeing our sweat. And when that wouldn't work after about 2 hours of getting the shaft off, it tested his sanctification. I know he's the pastor of a church, but I'm moving. Listen to me. I'm telling you this one. Sowing seed is hard work. Tilling the ground is hard work. Cultivating the ground is hard work. Watering the seed is hard work. During these days, it's time to plant a garden. And I would plant one, but I won't tell you, you're wasting your time planting a garden over here beside this graveyard. Everything on that side of the building is dead. But anyhow, I'm telling you this way, it won't come up. But here's what I'm telling you this morning. It's hard work today, and it's time to plant a garden, and it's hard work today. The task of sowing this morning. And don't you notice in the verse here, Bible said in verse number 5, mothers, listen to me. Mothers, the task of sowing this morning. Sow the right seed. I know it's hard work, but sow the right seed. I know raising children's a job, but sow the right seed. I know raising teenagers will make you lose your hair. But sow the right seed this morning. Notice in this verse right here. It said in verse number 5, they that sow in tears. I found it interesting when I said it this week, how the verb in that verse is a continuation. It's not a stopping thing. It's like Matthew chapter number 6 where the Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. And knock and it shall be opened. That is a continued verb. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a continuation. And so it is in this verse here, this one. It is a continuation. It's consistently. It's sowing seed day after day after day after day after day after day after day. You don't raise a child overnight. There's no such thing as instant growth. That's true spiritually, and that's also true physically this morning. It's a continuation, the task of sowing this morning. It's a continuation. And I don't know what to say this morning. I don't pick on mamas, but it's also true to everybody. It bothers me, focus on and off. Y'all get what I just said? They're hot one day, they're cold the next day. On and off. Up and down, in and out. How many knows what a yo-yo is? I got tickled that woman on my cell phone. I said, "Hey, you spell yo-yo?" Asked her that question. But anyhow, listen to me. They're like, how many knows what a yo-yo is? I like them. I like doing it. Ryan, do you know what a yo-yo is? I like them. I used to have one. You do this here, and you get down on the bottom, and then that thing just spins. Then you kiss kind of jerkily, come back. You ever done that? You know what a yo-yo is. But are you listening? I'm not talking about your friends. I'm talking about a yo-yo. You know a lot of folk are like that today. They're down, they're up. They're down, they're up. They're down, they're up. And that's exactly what he's saying in this verse this morning. The task of sowing. It's a continuation. Hey, mamas, let me tell you what we need today. And let me tell you what your children need today. Let me tell you what God needs from you today. And Northwood needs from you. And your family needs from you. And your husband needs from you today. That's just be consistent. And just stay by the stuff. And day after day, sowing seed. Consistently, by day, by day, by day. Just sowing seed. Are you listening? Raising children's tough. Can I get a witness? I'm telling you, it's tough. I've never seen a day like we're living in now. It's not raising children now. It's children raising parents. Are y'all hearing me this morning? And, you know, they're telling them what to do. They're telling them where to get on, where to get off. Ooh. Are you listening to me? Hey, that's a sad day that we're living in. That is a sad day. I told you the other day about the little boy when I was driving the church bus the other day for Brother Rudy. And the little boy about this tall. Some of y'all know who he is. Little boy about this tall. He come out on the porch and he was mad when he come out on the porch to get on the bus. And the reason he was mad was because I pulled down the driveway on the church bus and he didn't want the church bus to come down the driveway. He wanted to walk out the driveway to get on the bus. And he pitched a double back fit. He walked out, had a basket in his hand because of these straight tops, had a basket in his head and slung it right down the porch. And that turned around, kicked the side of the house. His mama come out and said, now. And about that time, he slapped her. Are y'all hearing me? Put this on CD, but I'd like to have that young in about 5 minutes. Hey, I'm telling you this one. In my mind, I know it's tough. I know it's tough, but listen to me. It's a continual task of sowing this one. Just keep doing right. Thank God, just keep doing right. Thank God, just keep doing right. Thank God, just keep sowing seed. Will they listen or not? Hey, just keep on sowing seed. It's a continuation. It's a continued task this morning. Hey, just keep on sowing seed this morning. Are you listening to me? Present sowing will determine the future harvest. Present sowing will determine the future harvest. And I have found that to be so true. And I'll tell you, the ideal of this verse here, they that sow in tears. Here's the ideal behind this verse. The verb simply means keep on doing it. Consistent in doing it. Continuation, don't stop. But the ideal is this right here. The ideal is, as you walk along, the ideal is, there's a trail of seed behind you. There's a trail of seed behind you. Well, my wife and I went to see my mom Friday, took her Mother's Day present. And I went back yesterday because her sister passed away, and I went back yesterday afternoon and seen her again just a minute. And started to have prayer with her. When I started to pray with her, well, my mind went back all them years she prayed for me. That trail of seed, that continuation, when her boy wouldn't do right, when her sons wouldn't do right, when her daughters done worse than the sons, how she kept on praying. She kept on praying. Hey, listen, the task of sowing this morning, it's a continuation, Mama. Don't stop. It's just like a trail of seed behind you. Did you know God is bottling up your prayers? You say, preacher, I have prayed, dear Lord. Don't seem like it's doing a bit of good. I promise you the Lord knows about it. And I promise you, just said the Bible, He bottles up those prayers. And you may have children this morning that's out of the ark of safety. You may have children now this morning out of the will of God. You may have children out of church today. And will I pay you a bit of attention? I'll tell you what to do. Just keep on praying. Hey, just keep on praying. Hey, just keep on sowing seed. Hey, just keep on telling the story. Hey, just keep on being consistent. Are you listening? Don't be like a yo-yo. Up and down. What kind of testimony is that? Huh? Up and down, in and out. I mean, if it ain't cloudy, you'll go to church. And if it's raining, God forbid. Are you listening to me this morning? Notice, first of all, in this text this morning, the task of sowing. But then I'll say number two in this text this morning. You don't want to see the task of sowing. That means to go forth. That means to leave a trail behind. Maybe them youngins are not doing right, and maybe those children are not doing right. But keep on praying. Keep on praying. Can they remember you praying for them? Can they remember you praying over them? Hey, can they remember you doing right? You and your husband doing right? I'm telling you, Mama, listen to me. The task of sowing, it's work. It's work. It's sweat. It's tears. It's work. But keep on doing it. Notice the second thing. Not only see the task of sowing, but then we see in these verses this morning, you see the tears of sowing. Bible said in verse 5, they that sow in tears. The tears of sowing this morning. Can I say something real quick? Tears is almost a thing of the past. You don't see many people cry no more. You don't see many people weep anymore. Well, you can go to the funeral home, and I'm not being ugly about this. Well, it's just a super duper homecoming. They get caught up on everything, everybody kidding in the car. It didn't used to be that way. I remember when they bring people home. Yeah, they brought them home. They didn't leave the funeral home. They brought them home. And I'm not saying you got to do that today, but they would bring them home. And I'll tell you, they'd sit around and they'd weep and they'd cry. I've seen families that literally had to be almost pulled off the coffin when it came time to take them out of the church to go bury them. And what I'm saying is simply this morning. And I know everybody shows their emotion different ways. I know that. I realize that. But I'll tell you something this morning. Not only the task of sowing, but then there's the tears of sowing. They that sow in tears. They that sow in tears. God spoke to my heart, I think, this morning about a certain issue. And I need to spend some time and just spend some tears over it. I need to weep over it. I need to get a hold of God about it. And if the Lord will help me, I want to do that. And are you listening to me this morning? Hey, tears this morning. Tears are a wonderful language in the sight of God. I'm telling you, tears will do more than anything in the world. And here's a mother today, the task of the tears of sowing. Oh, my soul, weep and cry. They're worth it. Those children are worth it. Hey, don't let them go to hell. Weep and cry and fast and pray and get all of God for them. Are you listening? I thought about these verses and you know them, but I put them in here anyhow. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 1. Jeremiah said, "Oh, that my head were water and my eyes were a fountain of tears." A fountain. That has to do with an open faucet. A fountain of tears. "That I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my children and my people." Oh my, I want to tell you, how long has it been since you wept over your children? I thought about what Paul said, talking to them elders are in Ephesus. Therefore, he said, "Remember, for the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn, night and day, with tears." I thought about Isaiah 66, verse number 8. Listen to this verse. "For as soon as thine travails, she shall bring forth children." As soon as thine, Isaiah 66, 8. As soon as thine travails. That's talking about the church. As soon as thine travails, she shall bring forth children. And you know that's got a wonderful meaning. That is a spiritual meaning to our church. When a church will prevail, when a church will cry, and when a church will weep, you'll see young ones born. You'll see sinners get saved. How much you been praying this week? Are you listening? But that's also so about a home. And a mama this morning, and a daddy today, they that sow in tears. And the Bible said here, as soon as thine or the individuals travail, them young ones will be born. Hey, you'll see them young ones get saved. Hey, you'll see those children get right with God. Hey, you'll see them children get in church this morning. Hey, as soon as an individual prevails, as soon as thine prevails, she shall bring forth children this morning. Oh, my. Hey, the tears of sowing. And you know what I found out? I was up in the mountain on my yard the other day, and my neighbor up there, one of my wife, have some, I don't know what they are, flowers, some kind of flowers. And I got to looking at them yesterday. I believe they got some juju weed in them. But anyhow, we ain't got no law enforcement here this morning, so what I'll probably do is, I forgot about that one. We didn't have time. We ran up, mowed the yard, come right back. Didn't have time. Didn't have time to fool with it. And I said, "Go ahead and get them." So I put them in the back of the reverse and brought them home. And I tell you what I found out. I looked at them this morning when they came out. They got to have some water. Because if you don't give them some water, guess what's going to happen? They'll begin to wither. Is that the right word? Dry up is the word I'd use. Ain't no need in using them big words. Let's just call them drying up. For Stevon. He's high, man. Wither. Dry up. And I'll tell you something this morning. Our children dry up. We don't weep over them. We don't cry over them. Are you listening to me this morning? Well, I never forget raising children. And they ain't done yet. They get married and leave. You think you got it made? I'm sorry. You get married, that's just nothing you got to pray for. Them young'uns start coming along. There's some more you got to pray for. You'll never quit worrying. You'll never get them off your mind. I done something a while ago I don't never do. I sat in my office studying, and the Holy Ghost said, "Call your son." I said, "It's 10:30." He said, "Call your son." I said, "It's 10:30." Lord said, "Well, I know what time it is. Call your son." I just picked up the phone, called my son. And I'm glad I called him. I'm glad I called him. I can't go no further, but I'm glad I called him. And I'll tell you something this morning. There'll never be a time that them youngers will ever get so grown or so that they'll be gone and you'll forget about them. And you and mama will be at the house, have your legs all propped up and forgot about everything. It ain't going to be that way. I know I'm discouraging some of you baby boomers in here, but it's not going to be that way. I'm telling you, oh, listen, we need some mamas today. The tears of sowing. Oh, weep over them children. They're worth it. Don't let them go to hell. Weep over them. Are you listening? Oh, my soul. Then I'll give you this. I got to hurry. And by the way, I wrote this down. The winners of souls are first the weepers for souls. The winners of souls are first the weepers for souls. I was saying this text, I see first of all the task of sowing. I see the tears of sowing. But then I want to say I see the triumph of sowing. Look at verse 6. The Bible says in verse 6, verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And the reaping in joy is part of the triumph. Look at verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, and bearing precious seed. Boy, is that not true? Precious. 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 I know our children sometimes disappoint us. They don't always do like we want them to do. Grandbabies do, but the young'uns don't. And I know they don't always do like we want them to do. But I'll tell you, they're still precious. My little girl's my little girl. She's still my little girl. She's 40, 60, 70 something now, but she's still my little girl. Jonathan's still my little boy. And I'll tell you, they're still precious. And there'll never be a time, if you've got your right mind, there'll not be a time they won't be. That's your children. That's part of your flesh and blood. That's part of us this morning. And I'll tell you, the Bible says here in this text here this morning, verse 6, the triumph of sowing. Look at verse 6. He that goeth forth weepeth and beareth precious seed, his worth it, his precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. And I'll say to you as mamas this morning, sow the seed. It's hard work, but sow the seed. Water the seed this morning. And thank God that'll be a triumph down the road. You say, it's not happening yet. It's not happening yet. Don't give up. Remember the first part of the message? Don't give up. Remember the first part of the message? A continuation. Go on, go on, go on. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't give up. As long as there's breath, there's hope. Are you hearing me this morning? Don't give up. And can I just say this real quick? I think sometimes we as mothers and dads get in our mind. Well, they don't give a flip. You say, "Preacher, I can't believe you said that." Well, I've done said it, I can't take it back. They don't care. The devil tells us that sometimes. Seem like you ever done this? Seem like the more you pray for young ones, worse they get. Huh? You say, "Has that ever happened to you?" Sure did. And it seemed like God was ever going to answer my prayer. My boy was growing up for a number of years when he's a teenager. But there come that day in his life. He come face to face with the Lord, got right with God. And I want to tell you something this morning, Mom and Daddy. Don't give up. Mama, don't give up. The triumph of sowing. They that sow in tears shall. That's a good word. Shall. That's a good word. Shall. Hallelujah. You say it's not happened yet. Yeah, but don't give up. The continuation. Keep praying. Hey, keep praying. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Hey, keep being consistent in the things of God. Don't give up. Are you listening? The triumph of sowing. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I'll give you this and I'm closing. You ever heard of the law of sowing and reaping? There's a law that's called sowing and reaping. Let me tell you about it. Here it is. And be not deceived. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. And be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Then he goes right down and talks about, in verse number 8, for he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap what? Corruption. Corruption. And he that soweth of the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap what?
Life everlasting.
Life everlasting. And let us not be weary. Boy, I've been there. And let us not be weary. Any mama, daddies? Any mamas in here can identify with that? And let us not be weary. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. The law of sowing and reaping is very simple. Number one, you'll reap. Number two, you'll reap more. And number three, you'll reap later. Boy, I just said something. Hope you got it. Number one, you will reap. And by the way, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 has the positive and the negative. The Bible said, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Here's the negative. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. I want to get a hold of some mamas and daddies sometime. Don't you do that, son. I'll put you down. I want to get a hold of some mamas and daddies sometime. And I want to shake them, bless God, till their eyeballs almost run out of their head. What's wrong with you? What in the world is going on? What's wrong with you? You say, well, now, preacher, we can't tell our young'uns what to do. Do they live under your roof? Do they eat your food? Do they sleep in your bed? Hello, Tokyo. I want to grab them. I want to grab them. And I want to shake them. I see teenage girls sometimes, the way they're dressed. I want to get to their mom and say, Mama, I don't blame the teenage girl. I blame Mom more than I do teenage girl. Mom, look at your daughter. She always gets quiet in here. Look. You know, I was preaching 2 weeks ago on Judah, Jacob's son, that had sex with his daughter-in-law, Tamar. Do y'all remember that message? She had the attire of a woman that was weeping, black and sackcloth. But when Judah come to town, she took that off. And the Bible says she put on the attire of a harlot. You want your daughter to look like that? Hey, sir, you want your son to look that way? Boy, I tell you, it's getting quiet in here. I got to close this message before I kill it. I preach pretty good so far. You're going to reap what you sow. That verse has the positive and the negative. You will reap. You'll reap more and you'll reap later. I'm trying to tell you this morning, I love you today. Wake up. Mama, wake up. There's two sides of that verse. He that soweth to the flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. You can't sow watermelons, get green beans. You can't sow watermelons, get a cantaloupe. You can't sow watermelons, get cucumbers. You sow watermelons, you're going to get watermelons. And when you sow the flesh, you're going to get flesh. Where in the world did this idea ever come from? We have to dress our children by the latest modern styles that come out. Where did that come from? I still believe women ought to wear dresses up here and cover themselves up. Look up here, Mama. If you bend over like this right here and show things that shouldn't be seen, you need to look in the mirror.
Amen.
It didn't used to be that way. My mom would have beat the devil out of one of my sisters if they left the house that way. And she's 86 years old, and she's got a cane, and she would today. Man, put some clothes on. These dresses. I mean, look pretty good on one side, the other side, dear God. You got cheated. They left half your dress on. I'm going to kill this message if I don't hush. He that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But there's a positive side to that verse. He that soweth to the Spirit shall another spirit reap life everlasting. Are you listening to me? If what I just said bothered you, you need to get right with God, and I don't care who you are. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just taking fact this morning. By the way, this kind of preaching 15, 20 years ago, some of your mama's days been up in the pew. Tell it, preacher, tell it! Well, I better leave this last point off. Let me give you a good comparison of mothers. Study Martha. And Martha's a good woman. And Mary. I started to preach on them this morning. They both had different focuses. They both had different fellowships. Y'all know the story? Y'all read John 11. They both had different focuses. They both had different fellowship. And they both had different feelings. I preached last week in a revival meeting. One night in a revival meeting, I preached on Caleb. And Caleb said, I want everything God's got for me in my seat. I want my youngest to have the best that God's got. I want to keep on raising them right. I want to keep on doing right. And they're not perfect. And the reason they're not perfect, their mama's not perfect. They're not perfect. Their daddy's not perfect. But I want to tell you, I want to keep on sowing seed. I want to keep on doing right. I want to keep on sowing the right seed. I should keep on doing right. It's a continuation. Don't stop doing it, man. Well, preacher's times has changed. God ain't changed. Well, preacher's society has changed and we have to fit in. Who told you that? Huh? Well, you know, we got to be politically correct. I'd rather be scriptural right than politically correct. I love you, mamas. You're precious. We got some of the most precious ladies in this church I've ever met. I love you. Let's just keep on sowing right. I know what some of y'all done. Get ready, Miss Amy. I know what some of y'all done. You have wrote down every word I said this morning. And come June the 19th, y'all know what June the 19th is? I'm going to be on vacation that day. I just kidding. Let's stand together. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for our mothers. Lord, I've never in my life heard anybody preach out Psalm 126, a Mother's Day message. But Lord, these seed, my wife said the other day, what are we going to give the mothers? And I thought, man, that'd be a good Mother's Day message. Sowing the right seed. The task of sowing is hard work. The tears of sowing. The triumph of sowing. And then the testimony. Lord, I didn't have time to preach that. The testimony of sowing. Oh, God. I do realize this morning there's a lot of things my mama never gave me. A lot of things my dad never gave me. A lot of other people had. A lot of other children had. But I want to thank you for the heritage. I want to thank you for the godly raising. I want to thank you for the godly influence. There was times in my life I didn't appreciate it. Matter of fact, there was times in my life I didn't even want it. But I'm glad I had a mom that kept praying. Oh, God, I pray help us this morning. Help mamas this morning. Help daddies this morning. Oh, God, help us this morning. Speak to hearts this morning. God, do the work that needs to be done. Most of all, Lord, phase one here never been saved. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. If the seed is not right on the inside, Lord, the outside certainly will not be right. So I pray you'll speak to hearts. That when it's unsaved, drawn by your power, God, I pray, save and move this morning. Our heads are bowed and nobody looking around real quick while our musicians are playing. If you're here today and you're not saved, we very well could have a mom. We got a lot of moms here today. God bless you for being here. We could have a mother here. Let me give the invitation this way. If you're here and you're a mom this morning and you're not saved or you're not sure, would you let me pray for you right now? Anywhere in the building. Preacher, I'm not saved. I'm talking to mamas right now. Preacher, I'm not saved or I'm not sure. I've never really been born of that incorruptible seed. I need to be saved today. Will you pray for me right now? I'll be glad to if you raise your hand real high. Anywhere in the building? Preacher, I'm not saved or I'm not sure. Would you pray for me right now? Anywhere in the building? Hey. I'm talking about the whole congregation. Daddies, mamas, boys, girls, everybody right now. If you're here and you're not saved, everybody. If you're here and you're not saved, will you let me pray for you right now? Anywhere in the building? Preacher, I'm not saved or I'm not sure. Would you remember me this Mother's Day? Right now. Raise it real high and I'm going to pray. Anywhere in the building? I'm looking. I'm looking upstairs. I'm looking downstairs. Hey, Mom. God speak to your heart this morning. Hey, Mom, what are you sowing today? Hey, Mothers, what are you sowing? Are you sowing to the flesh? Are you sowing to the Spirit? You are sowing. One way or the other, you're sowing. Our heads are bowed and nobody looking around. I think that would be real, real good. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. I can't imagine not wanting to do it, though. If you're a mom, I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to leave the pew right now. Come meet me around this altar this morning and say, Dear God, I want to be the mother that sows the right seed. I want to be the mother that's consistent in sowing. I want to be the mother that just stays by the stuff. I want to be that mom this morning. Lord, I need help. I need help. Upstairs, downstairs, if you don't come, I'm not going to be mad at you. But if you're a mom, I can't see why you wouldn't want to come. Right now, while these folk are coming, come on, mamas. Let's bow around this old-fashioned altar. Ask God to keep us old-fashioned. Ask God to keep us right. Ask God to help us be the mothers we need to be. Oh, my soul. We'd be in trouble. Us men would absolutely be in a mess if it weren't for mothers today. I'm going to tell you something. My wife this morning, I wouldn't even be here today. Thank God for mothers and thank God for godly wives. How about it this morning? While these ladies are coming, we still got plenty of room if you want to come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Others? Others? Our Heavenly Father, again, Lord, I want to thank you for our godly ladies in our church. Our godly mothers, those that have a burden. Those that carry the load. Those that care. God, I pray right now, Lord, you'll help them. And Lord, you'll help them to continue to share the load. Continue to bear the burden. Not be like a yo-yo, in and out, up and down. But Lord, consistent, week after week after week, carrying that tear and carrying that load for that loved one, that child. Oh, God, help them this morning. Help us as daddies today. Help us as individuals this morning. God, just to be that we need to be. Meet every need around these altars. I don't think these ladies come just to be seen. Lord, I pray you'll do that deep abiding work in their heart that needs to be done. Meet every need this morning in Jesus' name. While they continue to pray, let's sing one verse, Brother Rex. 385, if you're not saved, you come. If you're not right with God, you come. 385. While they continue to pray, if you need to come, come on right now, others.